We all love a legendary comeback, and Degree Original Cool Rush is back and better than ever. Cool Rush isn't just a scent, it's a movement, a fan favorite that delivers bold, fresh vibes and all-day sweat protection. Whether you have a man that spends hours in the gym, heads into the office early, or is just trying to stay fresh on a long day, Cool Rush has their back. Head to your local Walmart or Target and grab Degree Cool Rush, the fan favorite scent from the world's number one antiperspirant brand.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
How about them Cowboys?
It will address our shortcomings.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Yeah, he may want to cancel that trade. I don't think one player, from what I've seen tonight, is going to make a difference.
Today's guests: Ravens running back Derrick Henry, North Texas quarterback Drew Mestemaker, Chargers safety Derwin James, and now it's Rich Eisen.
That's correct. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live on Disney Plus, live on the ESPN app, live on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're live on our podcast whenever you choose us to be live. That's the beauty of taking us in however you do that every single day, wherever you get your podcasts. We say hello to anybody who might be watching on our YouTube channel later on because you like catching up on stuff that you miss here. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman. How are you?
Rich, what's up, man? I'm great.
Fresh back from the parade. Mike
yes.
Del Tufo.
Oh, good to see you,
everybody.
Such a great parade.
Parade. I think you know which drop that you're about to play, correct?
Mike, hang
you
on
know
a
this?
Second.
You had
because...
no idea. Because no, there's no because. TJ Jefferson, the candle's lit over there.
Yeah.
Good to see you. How about them? Jerry Jones's suite mate.
Candles lit, and yet there's no light. I can't explain it.
Isn't that ironic?
Just like sign the paper.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
TJ, you can change teams.
Didn't think I'd go Alanis Morissette to start the program, but hey, it's a crazy world.
I'm not surprised.
9 weeks into the National Football League season. Listen, you know, I usually don't like taking this bait. I don't. I really don't. Because the Arizona Cardinals just won for the first time since it damn near feels like last year. they had a highly impressive victory. They went into Dallas, the Metroplex, on Monday night and thumped the Cowboys. Thumped them. A thorough thumping, I might add.
Yeah. I'd say a different word.
In almost every phase. I mean, they did have a punt blocked. But when you lose the Dallas Cowboys, you kind of take a back seat and... Certainly when the Cowboys are at a crossroads of their season. Listen, you know, I always like seeing a glass half full around here. I always try to be that sunny disposition individual, giving you the nuance, not the hot takes, not the it only can be this or that. There's no in between this or that. There just isn't. It's just one way or the other in the sports world, and I don't like doing that. I don't. So, in that
That's
respect,
why people like you.
I appreciate that, TJ. I appreciate that. That's why I came on the air a couple weeks ago before the Dallas Cowboys were going into Denver after beating the Washington Commanders at home and saying, listen, there's a path to them winning this division because the Philadelphia Eagles aren't that far in front of them, and the Eagles are about to take on the Giants. Right. And, you know, maybe the Giants could pull off their first sweep of the Eagles since 2007. But even if not, I said all Dallas had to do is win in Denver because they have a Monday nighter at home against Arizona, which hadn't won since it felt like since 2024. And then they have a bye and then they have a Monday nighter at Vegas before the Eagles come to town. And the Eagles are taking on the Giants before they have a bye while they're taking on Arizona on a Monday night. And then they come back. On a Monday night at Green Bay and then home for Detroit on a Sunday night. And if all those results come in, Dallas would be able to welcome in Philadelphia to their house with a chance to win and you know, either get within a half game of Philadelphia or even leapfrog them. That's what needed to happen. And all that had to happen was, you know, winning in Denver to start it. And
try to tell you.
Denver, what's the words for it? Laid it on thick on the Cowboys and rendered Dak inoperative. And this is a guy that had MVP numbers written all over him. And he winds up with his lowest passer rating of the year and his fewest passing yards for the year. And then led to his head coach talking about how offensive stats can be placed where the sun doesn't shine.
None of us have done good enough. You know, I mean, coaches, players, head coach, none of us have done good enough. That's real. I mean, our scorecard is what it is, you know. And that's not just, you know, defensively, that's offensively, you know. We're a football team that's 3-4-1. You can take the stats on offense and as far as I'm concerned, I mean, is what it is. We want to win, you know, and people talk about, hey, MVP and this and that. Dak Prescott doesn't want to win MVP. You know, he wants to win a Super Bowl, and that's what we want to win. And we're not there yet. We've not played that consistently well enough to certainly be in that discussion, but it doesn't mean the journey stops. It certainly doesn't stop. It just, you get more focused, you get more intentional, and we got to do it together.
Well, the journey stopped last night on a dime when their only touchdown deep into the game was a special teams one, because the offense is still in that spot where the sun is not shining. Arizona did a terrific job on defense last night and let their quarterback play in Jacoby Brissett outshine that of Dak, because Dallas's defense has issues, to say the least, and they come up with 10 points on offense, just 10 points on offense, fewest this season. They averaged 30 points a game in the previous 8 weeks, and that included what happened in Denver last week. They lose at home for the first time all year, which gives you shades of the previous few years where they had trouble in that building. They're now 3-5-1. They are now deep down the NFC standings. And you've got to wonder where this season is going other than a lost season for the Dallas Cowboys. They're on a bye. Yes, as I laid it all out, Philadelphia has two very tough games before they visit Dallas. Dallas has that bye, and then they go visit Vegas, which you can chalk up. Like, yeah, hey, that sounds like a win, but I don't think you could chalk a thing up for the Dallas Cowboys right now.
No.
You certainly can't. And then after Philadelphia, look at the stretch after Philadelphia. There's the Thanksgiving game against the Chiefs. Then they visit Detroit on a Thursday night after the Lions and Cowboys, as we know, play on Thanksgiving. So they'll have a full complement of rest to kick off week 14. A home date against the Vikings, who I'm assuming is just going to keep improving, but we all know what about assumptions. And then, you know, a home date with the Chargers before they visit Washington and New York to finish it. This certainly doesn't look like, TJ, you're going to get your NFC championship game drought finished. And it certainly doesn't look like a division championship, and they'll be lucky to make the playoffs.
Playoffs.
I understand. I you can laugh all you want. I mean, 3-5-1 is still in the mix. Crazier things have happened. But, you know, two fumbles lost on offense by your terrific tight end and your terrific running back.
Yeah.
You know, Ferguson and Williams put it on the ground, lost them. I mean, they're 3-5-1, one half game in front of the Cardinals, who now have a tiebreak on them. They're 11th in the conference. And, you know, Dak had this to say about the offense still being in a darkness retreat.
If I had that answer, we wouldn't be struggling, to be honest with you, and not to, not to leave it at that. But that's what this bye week's for. We've got to figure it out. Me personally, hope everybody on this team individually, and I know for sure as a staff and an organization, it's going to be about how can we improve and fix these last 2 weeks that are nowhere close to anything that we want to be.
Well, that's one to root for, by the way, as we all know. maybe the pressure is on them because they know the defense is going to give up a ton of points. And Jerry Jones went on, I believe, Stephen A's Sirius XM radio show before he gave Stephen A some free food and drink in his in his suite, and said that a trade was made, but we haven't. Stay tuned tomorrow. And Jerry did the same thing after the game last night.
You still can? Yes, sir.
It wasn't dependent on this outcome?
Again. Understand what I said. Absolutely, we did. We'll see how tomorrow goes. So today was all about tomorrow. You shouldn't do anything. You should wait and see what we do tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow is today. And yesterday, mm-hmm. when today was tomorrow. Yesterday. I think I got that right.
All my troubles seem so far away.
We were saying, hey, this trade, you know, probably is not going to turn the tide. Even Troy Aikman watching last night when Jacoby Brissett was dicing up the Cowboys defensively. Whatever that trade is, they should reverse it, Troy said, because one trade's not going to help anything. And I thought to myself, and again, this is why I have such a sunny disposition. I'm like, Troy. What if our conversation from earlier in the day is right and it's Jeffrey Simmons?
You know why I know that wasn't going to happen?
But you were, and which you said, which is what you said yesterday during the show when today was tomorrow, but yeah. today is today today and that was today. Yesterday. Mm-hmm. And now today is today. And, you know, your spidey sense was accurate.
A little bit.
Well, I mean, today is still not over.
No.
So Simmons like could wind up four more in hours. Dallas.
Yeah, less than 4 hours.
And we'll keep an eye on everything.
Oh, yeah. I'm
throughout watching. This three-hour program that's now 10 minutes underway, and Derrick Henry's about to join us. But listen, TJ.
Yes, Rich.
It is, in fact, a defender coming to Dallas.
Yeah.
His name is Logan Wilson. And all the Cowboys had to do is just flip a seventh in next year's draft to Cincinnati, and they send a linebacker to Dallas. And he's a 29-year-old who was a third rounder in the 2020 draft. Good enough for the Bengals to actually open up their Velcro wallet and give him a 4-year, $36 million deal in 2023. He's had 100 tackles in each of the last four seasons, but he lost playing time this year to Barrett Carter, who was a fourth rounder selected in this year's draft out of Clemson, I believe. So yes. I don't know how this is going to land. He could turn into with Dallas, I believe Jerry Jones, as you know, he always likes selling you the old ice in winter because he's a salesman. We all know that. He said on 105.3 The Fan, he compared Wilson to Leighton Vander Esch, a Pro Bowler and fan favorite. So who knows, right? No, laugh all you want, man. Crazy things have happened. The only issue is, again, optics, which is, you know, what the Cowboys are accused of always being concerned about, optics over the wins.
Jerry admitted yes. much with Stephen A.
I've been telling you that for 5 years since I've been sitting here.
And the optics doesn't look great, where he's conducting an interview with the Wall Street Journal and he's like, I got a $100 million oil deal.
$100 billion.
$100 billion yeah. oil deal. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to downgrade it.
Yeah, don't be
which is just, it doesn't sound great when the Cowboys fans yeah. are like, wait a minute, I thought you're all about the Cowboys, as if this man can't multitask. But, you know, he's got people to figure out the trades while he can figure out the $100 billion deal. And, but even that, the optics is, if I had given you the Dallas Cowboy fan, the one team you wouldn't want defensive help from in the National Football League.
Surveys.
Out of the other 31 franchises in the National Football League. Give me the one team. You could say, yeah,
we're good.
Not named Trey Hendrickson.
I was going to. Okay. I'll say, who are the Cincinnati Bengals?
You see what I'm saying? Rich. Because numbers don't lie either, nor does the eye in the sky. The Dallas Cowboys defense could use the help for sure. They are 31st in the league in total defense, just a hair shy of 398 yards per game, and scoring defense just a hair shy of 31 points per game. Juno's 32nd in the NFL in those categories.
I'm going to say the Cincinnati Bengals.
So Logan Wilson is just upped himself by one. I mean, I don't mean to poke fun or anything like that.
Well,
but
it seems like you do.
I mean, I do.
Because this kid could show up and ball out. He could show up and ball out.
Sure.
Like I said, crazier things have happened.
That would be it.
You know, change of scenery works for quarterbacks. Why not linebackers?
Yeah, when I heard the Cincinnati, I was like, yeah, Trey. No, Logan. Okay.
I mean, honestly, the one team that you're like, and you flip a seventh. And again, Logan Wilson can work out. He's had 100 tackles in the last 4 years. He is just 29 years old. He is also under contractual control to the point where the Cowboys feel like this is that has value as well. I'm not saying this is valueless.
It's marvelous.
No, but I'm just saying that here's a team that famously. Mm-hmm. Historically, I just told you a stat from a Did You Know that ended our first hour yesterday, that they're the first team to lose back-to-back games when they score 38 points and give up a certain number of yards with zero takeaways. First team in the history of the NFL where they're like, your playing time is cut because we think you can't be helpful to help us. And they're that bad. And that's the guy the Cowboys are like, sold.
We'll take him.
Maybe it can work out. I'm just saying this season looks lost again. Right now, it's only 9 games in. They've got 8 more to go. Kind of looks like they got to win at least 7 of them to make the playoffs in this conference where you look at everything one more time. With the NFC standings, the Eagles, of course, sit back on their bye week and watch everyone else lose around them. And so they're atop the conference entering their game against Green Bay, which falls to 4 in a highly competitive NFC North. The NFC West just got a little tighter where the Cardinals are raising their hands saying, don't forget about us. And they're just a half game behind the Cowboys at 11. I mean, the Lions are the ones that are the closest to anybody in the sniffing it category, and they're 5-3, and I think they're way better than that. This just reeks of lost season again. And if I'm the Cowboys, I know you won't like it, and I know that everybody else in Dallas doesn't like the optics of what's going on, nor the record, but they keep showing up over and over and over again. They don't vote with their feet or their wallet, it doesn't appear. And so if I'm the Cowboys, I don't do anything the rest of the day. I don't do a darn thing the rest of the day.
You are not serious people.
Exactly. Exactly.
It is a succession, isn't it?
It is.
At some point.
Yeah. Good call.
So I just don't know if anything that they do, I kind of feel like what Troy Aikman said is just like, Jerry should reverse the trade that he's sitting on right now.
Turn the machine.
Getting ready
back
to
on.
Reveal it. Like Logan Wilson's going to show up on camera with all sorts of hats in front of him and pick it like he's a 5-star recruit that we're all on the edge of our seat, how it's going to turn the Cowboys season around. It doesn't look like it right now. That's how demoralizing I thought that loss was last night. But let's take a break. I can't wait to hear your thoughts, TJ. Those are mine. Derrick Henry's waiting.
Yeah, let's get to him.
Derrick Henry's waiting. Was 1-5, now 3-5. They take on, I mean, Ravens at Vikings is a massive Week 10 football game.
Huge. You know how happy he is that the Cowboys didn't make a move for him last year?
Well, I mean, listen, Javonte Williams is running the football very well. They're not the reason why they're 3-5-1. I mean, the fumble last night. That certainly hurt when they were already a possession down down 17, not going for the field goal, but going for fourth down, not getting it, keeping it a three possession game. They're already a possession down with that sequence. They couldn't afford to lose any more after that. Derrick Henry's on this program. You know what? We're going to be fair and balanced.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is a terrific football story in the state of Texas. Yep. The North Texas quarterback, Drew Mestemaker, is maybe the best college football player you haven't heard of, and his with the best college football story or football story of making something of out of yourself that you haven't heard of either. We heard about it and we're like, let's get him. And that was last week. And then he went and beat Navy for North Texas to be now 8-1.
Crazy.
And by the way, just to give you a little hint, this guy, before getting the start in last year's bowl game, because the North Texas quarterback transferred to Virginia, he balled out in that game. And then he got the starting job this year. And prior to that bowl game, he hadn't started a game since ninth grade at quarterback. He was a safety and an all-district punter and walked on at North Texas. And look at him now. He's coming up in hour number two. Derwin James in hour number three for the Los Angeles Chargers, our neighbor across the way.
Yes.
As both Los Angeles football teams currently have 6 wins and hoping to give Mike Del Tufo another day off for a parade.
Yes.
Like yesterday. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. It's also an overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. And we've got breaking news with trades to tell you about throughout this 3-hour show as well.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. 844-204-RICH, number to dial on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Derrick Henry's about to join us, but TJ, I would be remiss if I did not give you a minute or two. What is going through your mind as a Dallas Cowboy fan at 3-5-1 today? Are you just numb? Are you comfortably numb? Are you page turned? Like, what are you right now?
I'm checking the text messages because I think at 6:09 and a half hour time, the shot
PM?
Of PM,
okay,
that had to be, you know, 9 Eastern. Yes. The shot of Jerry and Stephen A. popped up on the screen.
Yes.
By 6:10.
Yes.
I'd taken that screenshot, sent it to the group chat, and said, every day I get closer to signing that
yes
paper. Yeah. You have your number one op, right? The person who talks the most trash about you, your team, your fan base, who has made a living off of just disparaging you, your number one op, and you have them in your suite hanging with you. That's like LeBron having Skip in his suite, right? That's like Allen Iverson having a suite. And hey, Tim Donahue, come on in. You know, like I don't know, man.
But just so you know, TJ, as I hold the release of fandom paper that is still waiting for your signature, that Stephen A. and Jerry like are friends. Mm-hmm. Like Jerry knows that what Stephen A.'s doing, and Stephen A. knows what Jerry's doing, and they can still respect each other.
Not,
but I understand you as a fan. Again, that's the whole thing I was mentioning.
Yeah, I'm a fan. He's talking trash about me every time a microphone's in his face. And yet, here you go. You're going to allow this dude up into your palatial suite, which I've been in. And let me tell you, it was a good time. But as a fan, I can speak for Monica.
But outside of that, outside of.
Well, outside of that, what else can you say? Like, I told you we were going to lose to Denver earlier, right? Because they always have our number. Mm-hmm. Told you guys we were going to lose this game. There was like no shock to me because like you have hope, right? You said you were seeing the cup as half full. Nah, man. I think us as a fan base, we see it for what it is. This team isn't serious. Our big move was trading for a player who played the same position as the player we traded.
Well, I mean, you got to fill the spot somehow.
Yeah, we could have kept the spot as it was.
That's true.
You know, and now we've got a spot that's less fortified, less strong than the spot that was already there. You know, I don't even allow. I'm not going to sign the paper, and I'll tell you why. Because it's not worth investing as much into another team as I've invested in. What am I going to do? Spend all my time learning about their history and their players? It's not even worth it.
We can help you. There's AI for that.
But you know, it's like I'm like you said, you brought up numb. I am numb. I can sit there watch them now and shake my head without allowing it to like ruin my night anymore. That's where I'm at.
Man, resigned but not signing.
Yeah, what's the point?
Okay, very good.
Because here's the deal. With my luck, I'll pick another team and then they'll end up sucking. I ain't got 40 years left, I don't think. So,
well, let's knock on wood. You don't want to tell us how old you are, so I can't. one more time. So
I hate this team.
I didn't need to step on it. That young man from New Jersey speaks for a lot of people.
And if I could speak to him, get out, bro, and it's not worth it. All right. You have a long life ahead of you.
Well done, TJ Jefferson. Let's turn to our friend right now. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, courtesy of State Farm. His team is now 3-5, getting set to take on the Minnesota Vikings. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best in the business, Derrick Henry's back on the program. How you doing, Derrick?
Sir. Doing great, Rich. Great to be on.
It's good to have you on. It's been too long. Walk me through. Oh, by the way, I like the logo. You're wearing the gear. Yeah. You got it all working. You're double branding today. Look at you.
Oh, yeah.
look at you. I like it. All right. So walk me through the state of affairs with the Ravens right now and how things are working in your estimation, Derrick.
Yeah, we hungry, focused, determined, resilient in our approach. Had some adversity early, you know, and that comes with every season. But now we're ready to get things back on track. Take it week by week, get better throughout the week through our preparation, and you know, want to be 1-0 each and every Sunday.
Well, and in terms of that adversity that you're referring to, how has that sharpened the iron, do you think, for the 2025 Ravens, Derrick?
I think it's prepared us for you know, for the rest of the season. You know, we got some of the kinks out early. You know, some guys went through some injuries, and think the bye week and, you know, us having another little mini bye week has helped guys get rested, everybody refocus, refresh, and ready to take it week by week. Just being 1-0 every week, that's the focus.
Okay, and what's been John Harbaugh's message throughout this entire process that you're willing to share?
I think it's the same thing. The preparation, be focused, get better every day, accountability, and week by week, you know, we got a long road ahead of us, which we know, and not dig too far ahead of ourselves. Focus on the task at hand, put the work in, play our solid football, and focus on being 1-0. I think that's all you can do. Okay. As far as our approach.
Derrick Henry here on the Rich Eisen Show. How has your quarterback affected your ping pong game, Derrick? What's going on with that right now?
I ain't good at ping pong, so it didn't affect me at all.
You are not one of the players playing the ping pong in your locker room, and then the table's gone, so you were not affected by Lamar.
Ping pong is not my game, but a lot of guys love it, but not me.
Well, not anymore. They don't. Not anymore. They don't, huh? I mean, like Lamar basically said, "Get this stuff out of here." Did you know he was asking for that stuff to be taken out of the locker room? Derrick?
Yeah, we needed it. I mean, that's what we needed. That's what we needed to focus. We do all that ping pong stuff later. We've got a job to do.
What else did he take out? What else left? I haven't heard the...
Everything is gone.
Like what?
Except for the TVs.
Okay, what was...
Anything that's considered a game is gone. Everything.
Everything's gone. All the games are gone, huh?
Yes, everything is out.
Anything that you're playing, or you're an OG, you don't need that stuff. You get that stuff whenever you want. That's what you're saying, Derrick, right?
I'm just not like I don't really play video games or...
No, huh? Nothing like that? No, nothing. Yeah. Oh, okay. But you do agree that this is what was required for the Ravens at the time?
I was 100% behind it, yes.
Okay, sure. Very good. Derrick Henry here on the Rich Eisen Show. Before we get to the State Farm and everything that's going on with you, I'm seeing Jonathan Taylor running the way that he's running, Christian McCaffrey doing the two-way stuff that he always does. You are baller. Right? I mean, Saquon doing what he did last year, James Cook doing what he's doing, you doing what you're doing right now. Are we in a time for running backs that is actually, you know, having the proper attention paid to it right now? Derek, what do you think?
I feel like we established that last year, even the year before when it was all being questioned about our value. I feel like that's out of the window now. We rolling, everybody rolling, everybody balling. It's a good thing to see that they motivate me.
Well, they motivate you when you're watching. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I love seeing guys go out there and ball. It makes me want to do better.
No kidding. Give me an example. You got an example? Anything?
I mean, you just named them. The guys that's been playing out of their minds, man. I love to see it. That motivates me. I'm just like, man, I gotta go out there and get it as well. So I love seeing guys tear it up on the field.
When are we gonna see an MVP trophy for one of you guys? What do you think?
I don't know, hopefully this year. Jonathan Taylor's been, he's clearly the MVP, you know, for his team and the way he's been playing. He's been playing out of his mind. I know they lost on Sunday, but his stats and what he's done has stood out the whole season.
Yeah, I mean, he could have helped you out, right, in the AFC North standings.
Christian's playing out his mind, too.
He is, and certainly coming. I think he's the comeback player of the year. That's for sure. You know, coming back from his injuries. And you would know about how you take care of your body and how difficult it is to stay healthy and perform at this level. I mean, he's almost accounting for 50% of his team's yards right now.
Yeah, I feel like he's getting the ball every play. And making something happen with it too, week in and week out. So, yeah, for sure.
Derrick Henry here on the Rich Eisen Show. When you run like this play, I think this was from last year. Can you walk me through what goes through your mind when you're running like this and this look gets on your face? Can you?
I saw the end zone, and I think at that point in time, I was like almost there, but not quite there. And I think my game pants were kind of like, they're a little tight, and I was, legs were starting to get heavy. I'm just like, I got to get there. The gas is about to go out.
So that's a mixture of seeing the end zone and then wondering if your pants
digging,
might not
digging,
let
the
you
legs
get
heavy, and you just digging, trying to get there.
And here I thought you were just putting this face on because you're trying to menace the defense that might actually somehow be still in front of you. But that is not the case, is what you're saying.
No. I don't think nobody was even in my vision at that point. I don't see the end zone and hoping these legs can hold up.
Derrick Henry, that's why I asked that question. All right, so King Henry the VIII, and that's you. What's going on with the State Farm? What do you have for me on what you're doing for State Farm, Derrick?
Have you seen the commercial? A great commercial. I mean, I think it's the best one out right now. The best one State Farm has done.
Hey,
with my guy Jake.
Okay, yeah, Jake.
Who is
State
very
Farm.
Famous as well. Who I have a great time with. And like we all know, you see the logo, the shirt here. Mm-hmm. Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. State Farm is just built different. The agents are real people. They're in the communities. They step up when you need it most. And every coverage isn't equal because having insurance is the same as having State Farm. If you haven't seen a commercial, when you see it, you're going to love it.
Well, I mean, that is saying a lot that it's the best State Farm commercial with Jake. I mean, Jake has been with Mahomes.
This year, I feel like my is the best.
Well, but you have to speak it into existence, Derek. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, no, downplaying the other ones. I just have confidence in mine. I feel like you're a little bit rich.
What is Jake like? What's Jake from State Farm like, Derek? What's he like?
He's just a great person.
Okay.
Very chill, very relaxed. Just does his job and help you if you need it. A great spokesman for for State Farm,
mm-hmm.
and everybody who does a commercial with him, I'm sure is like a friend because he's a friend of mine.
Yeah, I'm sure that's like a Pro Bowl. Last one for you. Do you think Nick Saban's going to coach again? There's a lot of chatter that he would take the LSU job if it's offered. What do you think, Derek? Do you think he'd take it again?
No, I don't see him coaching again.
You don't? Why not? Why not?
I mean, because what do you got left to prove? What is he going to coach for? I mean, he's done it all. There's no reason for him to come back and coach. I mean, he's did everything I feel like you can do as far as a coach.
Okay.
In college football, I don't think he'll go back.
All right. So it's not just you don't want to see him at LSU in
person. I don't want to see him at LSU, but I don't think he'll go back. The game is too different. I don't think coach wants to get involved in all that.
I mean, you look good in purple. Maybe he could too. Derek, you never know. But
don't do that, Riz. Don't do that.
thanks for the time, Derek. Great to see you as always. Keep doing what you're doing, and I hope to see you guys above 500 real soon and doing your thing.
Yes, sir. Always a good time visiting, Riz.
You're Derek. Right back at you. That's Derek Henry, the diminisher of the Baltimore Ravens, now 3-5, getting set for another team in purple at Minnesota, courtesy of State Farm here on the Rich Eisen Show. There he goes. By the way, I asked that question just in case he had a different opinion than the one that we've had over here, that sure. Nick Saban's not going back to coaching.
Right.
And all you see is just the rumors of just basically handing over the coffers of the state of Louisiana to him. There was a video that I saw that popped into my Threads timeline of his family bringing him a birthday cake on Sunday. And he is in a recliner with a blanket over his legs.
Yeah, really?
In the most cozy looking environment.
Hold on.
And the shot is from behind him. And what's on the screen is Bills 28, Chiefs 21, late in that game. He's watching football.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
I saw that.
He's not going back to coach.
I saw that, and I'm like, this is a guy who's just like,
done.
He's 74, his family is feting him, and all he probably wants to do is blow the candles out because you're in the way, and Josh Allen is trying to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, there's 4 minutes left in the game, and they're interrupting him with a cake.
And I saw this, and I'm like,
what are you doing?
That is not a guy who looks like he's ready to go back to coaching.
He loves Saturdays, man. He's having a blast. It
looks like he's loving Sundays too.
Sundays
which
too,
is what he's not. When was the last time you think prior to he wasn't That's coaching that he could just put his feet up in a lounge chair and cover his legs because it's a little chill? I don't know.
That's a great bitch.
That looked like that's life goals, man.
Yeah, please. I want that.
That is life goals.
We both do, Rich.
Like, I think it's his daughter because he's got the volume down that they're singing and he's just waiting for the cake. Like, are you ready?
Cut me a slice. Cut me a slice because there could be overtime.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Get out of here.
That's the way I looked at it.
That's how I want to celebrate any overtime game with a big piece of cake.
Yeah.
Why would you want to come back? He's financially secure, I'm imagining.
$20 million?
He's done it all. There's nothing left to do.
He wins every weekend.
But enjoy life.
I mean, what he said about Julian Sand, saying like there was a dumbass who had him on in Alabama and had him play scout team. You see that moment from game day this week?
No, that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, he's great at the job. He's having fun. And he wins. It. He's undefeated every Saturday.
Yeah, he could do that too at LSU.
Okay.
Bourbon Street, renamed Saban Street.
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. We'll hit the Cardinals situation when we come back.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Take the next step forward in your career with great benefits and an award-winning workplace. Apply at careers.progressive.com. A trade so massive that I don't want to bring it up now because the end of the hour is coming and I need enough real estate at the top of the next hour to potentially push back overreaction Monday on a Tuesday to a later segment. Ooh. That's how big of a trade it is.
Woo-wee.
So stay tuned for that. I know other shows are talking about it right now.
Yeah, we don't want them to change the channel.
No, I understand that. The Jets just traded Sauce Gardner to the Colts. And we'll talk about that shortly. I have some thoughts on it. But Let's talk about this right now because it happened last night, even though it's not the most recent. That I understand the Cardinals once upon a time were 2-0 and then they lost 5 in a row and they lost them all in heartbreaking fashion and they finally got a win and it's all good for them. And I know I started the show with the Dallas Cowboys as opposed to the Cardinals snapping that 5-game winning streak. And I'm going to talk about the Cardinals, about why they look so good. Defensively, terrific. They look great. Calais Campbell, man. Beast. How great.
Ended that
I
game
love
last
watching
night.
Him play at the top of his game in year 16, I believe. But give it up to Jake Brisket. Jacoby Brissett. 100% the offense looks better with him. I know Kyler Murray's under contract. I know Kyler Murray is their guy. I know Kyler Murray is the first overall pick from years ago, and they want him to work out. And I know he's potentially the future, and they want him to be and all of that stuff. But the eye in the sky doesn't lie, nor do my two eyes watching this. And Jacoby Brissett brings a more veteran presence, a calmer presence. And the reason why I'm saying that is in Kyler Murray's superpower is his ability to escape and to make a two-way threat from the position, put the pressure on you as a defense. But sometimes he just goes out the gate and sometimes just looks way too frenetic, certainly when he's trying to win a game in the fourth quarter. It's just that simple. This is just a calmer veteran presence, fading back, going through progressions. The offense is set up in a certain way. You can, if you're Marvin Harrison Sr., complain about the scheme. But bottom line is the scheme is the scheme, and it looks much better and much more efficient and much calmer and much more terrific with this guy than Kyler Murray. It's just that simple. So, of course, after the game, even though this was the first win with Brissett, everybody's seen what they've seen over the last few weeks. They brought it up to Coach Gannon.
Will Kyler still be your starting quarterback when he returns?
Yeah, nothing's changed on that.
Why?
That's how I feel.
We've seen Brissett
enough to earn their opportunities.
Yeah, I got nothing to add on that, guys.
He just shut it down.
Dang.
You know, just in the same way that my kids shut it down. Why? Just because. Just because. So. You know what? Yeah, because I said so.
Because I'm dad.
Just because. Yeah. Shut it down.
Simple.
Dad, why? Mom, why? Just because. We're the parent. You're not.
I used to get that one as a kid. I'd be winning. I think I'd win an argument. My mom would just be like, shut up.
Yeah, you done be
it. You know, but it's inevitable. It's inevitable. And, you know, there's the iceberg. There's the tip of the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg, even Kyler, right? A few weeks ago when they're talking about their new facilities that are coming in 2028 or whatever, he made some sort of comment like, I hope I'm around here.
I hope I'm around to see it.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's something going on. He senses it. Everybody senses it from afar. There could be no smoke, but Brissett runs this offense better, and he has over the last 3-4 weeks. He just has. And I know it hasn't shown up in wins, but you could see it.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Wilson's catching more passes. Mm-hmm. Trey McBride has been terrific this year.
Oh,
and
so
he was
good,
last year as well. I mean, this is not a Kyler hate segment. It really is just, honestly, an interesting decision where you've got a first overall quarterback, you know, who's got a statue in front of Oklahoma that they all as an organization went and visited when Gannon took the job. And here we are. With Brissett playing much better. Massive trade to talk about.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.